Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Cesar Ritz honed his art and craft long before assuming his reputation as the world's premier hotelier. Ritz established his credo while working at the Grand Hotel National in Lucerne, Switzerland, back in the 1870s. He wrote, "See all without looking, hear all without listening, be attentive without being servile, and anticipate without being presumptuous." Long after Cesar established the legendary Hotel Ritz in Paris and the Ritz in London, his brilliant philosophy of hotel management remains intact as an underpinning of the Ritz-Carltons around the world today. I was first introduced to the enchanting Ritz experience as a second grader when I accompanied my father on a business trip to New York that included a stay at the Central Park Ritz-Carlton. I recall that magical experience with the freshness of yesterday. And over the past 25 years, I've had the pleasure to stay at Ritz-Carltons around the world, from Kuala Lumpur to Laguna Niguel. And in my opinion, the Ritz experience is distinctive and alluring, specifically because of the stellar service by its attentive and sincerely friendly staff. Whenever I stay at a Ritz-Carlton, I'm reminded of a quote attributed to Oscar Wilde. There's only one class, and that's first class. Come along and join me in San Francisco for a visit with Shelley Ayong as we talk about the distinctive qualities of the Ritz-Carlton San Francisco and a look at its newly completed renovation within the architecturally elegant circa 1909 neoclassic hotel that's just steps from the top of Nob Hill and a couple blocks from the heart of Chinatown. Down the levee, all Miss B, putting on the ribs. We're here with Shelley Ayong at the Ritz-Carlton in San Francisco. What a joy to come and visit.
Thank you so much for being here with us, Tom.
The Ritz-Carlton, an icon, a metaphor for first-class, classy travel. Going to the Ritz, putting on the Ritz, staying at the Ritz, and it remains. That's pretty cool.
Definitely, you are correct. You know, what we offer here is different in the sense that when you come here, from the moment you walk through the front doors, you're greeted very warmly, you feel very welcomed, you know, to the front desk, up to the end of your stay. We pick up cues about you and really try to customize your visit with us. And even before that, before you arrive, we ask you if you're celebrating a special occasion, what's the purpose of your visit. We learn about what you enjoy, what your favorite foods are, if you like a certain beverage, for example, or say you're celebrating a special birthday. You know, you walk into your room and we could have balloons for you. We can have your favorite dessert. We can have your favorite soft drink or tea all ready for you. It's really those personalized touch points that really set us apart. For example, you know, if you're reading a book and one of our housekeepers may notice that you've kind of placed a little corner in one of your pages as a bookmark, you know, for example, we would get a bookmark and place it in your book for you. So
wow,
when you come back from dinner, you know, so we really do as much as possible to really take care of you in your stay.
And that's a really important point. Let's just say all things being equal, and let's just start at a 4- and 5-star level of properties in San Francisco. They all are going to have a consistency of architecture, of interior design, of the plushness of the soft goods and whatnot.
Sure.
What makes one place distinctive and memorable, in my opinion, is really not the architecture or not the fabrics, but all about the people. And it's always been a consistent smile on my face when I walked into a Ritz-Carlton property. I know that all employees are going to look me in the eye, give me a smile, a sincere one.
That's exactly right. We are here to create a memorable stay for you. We want you to go home and a week or a month later be reminded, think back on the joyous times you had here with us at the Ritz-Carlton San Francisco.
And then going to the problem side of things that happens, it being human, we talked about this early, is it within the Ritz-Carlton there's the credo that all employees have to follow. And one of the credo items that I've always recalled fondly. It states, if you as an employee are presented with a problem by a guest, you personally own that problem until it is resolved. Mm-hmm. That is so cool. I love that.
That is exactly right, Tom. You know, we go above and beyond to assist all of our guests with any of their needs. It does not matter if it's even within your department. We find a way and we take care of that matter ourselves and make sure that you're all set. So not a worry. We're here for you. Mm-hmm.
And you personally, you can't pass that problem on. You own it.
That's exactly right.
I love it from start to finish.
Yeah. Yes, we do everything we can to make sure that the matter is resolved and that the guest is satisfied.
For me, the Ritz-Carlton experience, for obvious reasons, is a special occasion. It's not something I get to do every month. Probably makes me savor it and appreciate it more in some ways. What I find really fascinating about the San Francisco Ritz-Carlton is, again, metaphorical, and it has to do even where it's physically located. I'm driving up Cross Market Street and then craziness and cacophony of Chinatown. Two blocks later is this sedate, quiet neighborhood, and there's the Ritz-Carlton. That's got to be unique in the whole city of San Francisco. I can't remember a 4 or 5-star property in such a tranquil little neighborhood.
That's exactly right. We are in the center of San Francisco. Right next door to us is bustling Chinatown and great luxury shopping in Union Square. Yet we are set up on the hill in the beautiful, tranquil neighborhood of Knob Hill. So everything's within walking distance. But when you come back to us, you feel a sense of calm and tranquility. And the sense of arrival here is unique from all of the other hotels in San Francisco.
And you literally, it is only a 2-block walk uphill to get to the top of Knob Hill, right? Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right, yes.
And going downhill, after 2 blocks away is Chinatown. Uh-huh. And for the walker people like me, we could easily walk down to the Embarcadero.
You definitely can. Or just right outside of our hotel is the historic cable car. And that's the quintessential experience. You know, if you come to San Francisco, you definitely should try that.
And where would the cable car take you?
So the cable car can take you to the Ferry Building. It can take you to Fisherman's Wharf, Ghirardelli Square, Aquatic Park as well. Mm-hmm. So there's 3 lines. Again, very easily accessible outside our doors.
I heard the buzz, and now I'm coming to experience, you guys have just completed an incredible renovation of this property. And this is a venerable grand dame of a physical building. It's been around quite a long time, hasn't it?
It has, Tom. Yes, the building was actually built in 1909. It was first Metropolitan Life Insurance. It was that company for about 70 years. Then it became Cogswell College, and that was in the 70s. And it was that institution for about 20 years. And then in April 1991, the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company came in, and that's when we opened in April 1991. And we are so thrilled and excited to reveal a complete renovation of our 336 guest rooms and suites. The design was influenced by men's fine tailoring and suiting, and also the dramatic fog and the San Francisco Bay. So the color palette is steely blues and grays and silvers, the colors of San Francisco, and the beautiful detailing throughout the guest room. For example, the specially woven pillows and the chaise lounges are reminiscent of men's fabric. Mm-hmm. And then also in the Roman shades, you'll see a little detail that looks like men's belt buckles as well. Mm-hmm. And then also you'll see in our lampshades, a little lining at the bottom of the shades are reminiscent of like fedora hatband.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful, just such a refreshing design. And I think our guests are going to be really excited about and pleased.
Nice. As you're talking and as we're sitting here in the Ritz, I'm going, this is a torturous place in a way, because half of me doesn't want to even walk out the front door. I want to stay the whole time within the Ritz-Carlton.
Please do.
I know, but then as we're
welcome to, Tom.
I can see Chinatown from here. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, how tempting is that? And then I'd wind up traveling, walking around the city all day and losing out on my Ritz-Carlton experience.
Yes, we do really have an exceptional, just the building is a historic landmark. So mm-hmm. we really It's really well preserved, and that design has been carried and preserved throughout the interior of our hotel as well. So the designers made sure to incorporate that classic detailing within the guest rooms, but then, you know, modernize it with contemporary furnishings.
And state-of-the-art touches, too. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. All of our rooms have smart TVs, so you could stream movies and your own music accounts and your Facebook and Twitter accounts, if you may. Mm-hmm. And all of our guest room alarm clocks have Bluetooth as well, so you can stream your own music.
And another little thing that I love, not just here, but I love it here, is the keyless entry. How cool.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. It's just, yeah, definitely easier way for guests to access the guest rooms. We also, throughout our hotel, have new, what we call a virtual concierge. So on all levels, you'll see a virtual kiosk. It's a touch screen. That's where you could learn about our restaurants at the hotel, about our gift shop, about our fitness center, and then also our concierge offers tips there as well, like restaurants and attractions and places mm-hmm. to go in San Francisco.
Okay, so we talked about the in-room intensive renovation that you just did a masterful job of, I might add. But I understand that you also redid and updated and fresh and new your public spaces.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Just within the past couple of years, we renovated our beautiful floor-to-ceiling marble lobby. So it's such a grand entrance when you come in. So beautiful. And then just beyond that, we have our City View Lounge, where you could enjoy a contemporary American menu paired with pre- and post- Prohibition cocktails made with local spirits.
And then another cool story, I think, your restaurant and your chef. Talk about the chef and the locally sourcing and melding of the ethnicity of San Francisco.
Definitely. We have such an exceptional restaurant. Chef Michael Rotondo came to us from Charlie Trotter's in Chicago. So he's very, very talented. He's very passionate about sourcing local, hyper-seasonal ingredients for all of his menus. The restaurant, as you had mentioned, is named after the geographic latitude of San Francisco. And he is influenced by the multicultural cuisine of San Francisco. So it's a globally inspired cuisine paired with cocktails, beer, and wine. And that's another unique talent of Chef Michael and his team, is that they're able to pair all kinds of beverages with all of his dishes.
And another thing that I heard something about is he really makes a primary mission of trying to source locally fresh, organic, good food.
Definitely. And, you know, really speaks to our culture and our focus on health. And it tastes amazing as well.
That's a really good point about San Francisco as a whole in the restaurant industry. We are so spoiled.
We are. Yeah. We are. I think we have the most restaurants per capita of any city. I believe that's correct. Mm-hmm. But yes, there's so many different types of cuisine you can have here. And we really are blessed to be able to do that every night of the week, basically.
And I presume that you have a local neighborhood trade in addition to hotel guests at your restaurant. It's that type of a place.
Exactly. We do have locals that come see us, that come sit at our beautiful Parallel 37 bar or our lounge bar. It's just a gorgeous atmosphere to be in.
Well, two more things. One is, I don't know if you feel it, but I do. There's something tranquil about the atmosphere, even within the rooms. Mm-hmm. There's a quietude to it.
There is. Yes, definitely. There is. Also, Tom, is the beautiful natural lighting that comes in. That's mm-hmm. definitely a factor as well.
I want to loop back. And again, this is personal, my own bias of why I've always loved the Ritz-Carlton's. And it has everything to do with the human experience. Everything else being equal, that's what separates the Ritz apart and always has.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have such busy lives. And, you know, we don't have a lot of opportunity to get away. And when we do, we really want something unique about it.
One of the things that very few people know, unless you're involved in the Ritz-Carlton as an employee or insider in the industry, and this is something I've known for a long time, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my recall is that any new hire goes through, I think, a series of 7 different interviews with 7 different people before they're hired. And that's one of the reasons why you have such stellar employees, because mm-hmm. only the best and brightest make it.
You start with a phone interview, and then you do, that's correct, you do multiple interviews for anywhere from 3 to 5 different people. And they really, first and foremost, they really need a sense that you have a natural ability and natural passion to really take care of people, mm-hmm. and you have the sensitivity. And that's why we have such exceptional ladies and gentlemen working with us. You know, we have many ladies and gentlemen that have been here since opening, so for about 25 years.
That speaks volumes right there.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And that's something that, I don't know about you, but I can sense it a mile away, whether that smile is authentic, mm-hmm. whether that warm and cheerful greeting comes from the heart, or whether it's just trained and rote.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, all of us, we just truly care about people. And we really want the Ritz-Carlton San Francisco to be a second home. And we want you to come back.
Shelley O'Young with the Ritz-Carlton San Francisco. I'm so glad you had time to visit with me this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's such an honor to have you as our guest. And we look forward to welcoming our guests through the doors.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the heart of downtown San Francisco at the Ritz-Carlton.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious 214 Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant.